Okay, we are on Daf Chaf Aleph from the days, and we are, where are we? We are about, let's count, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 14 lines in the bottom of the Amud, three words in, Amru Leiler of Nachman. Amru Leiler of Nachman. They said to Rav Nachman, Ika Musna Ba'ara Di Yisrael. There is mavis in Eretz Yisrael, meaning there is some type of a plague in Eretz Yisrael. So, what was the response? Gazat Anisa. He made a tainis amar in Gevira Lake, a Shivcha Lake Al Shekin. If the mistress has been hit, so the Shivcha, meaning us in the Goyle and the diaspora, Lake Al Shekin, Rashi says, Vishlach Hashem Yishtalach Kan, we need to be concerned. Then maybe the Devra will spread it over here. If Midas Adin has hit the Gevira to Kol Shekein, the Shivcha needs to worry. It's the Gemara's Medai, time of the Gevira of a Shivcha. The reason for his psak is because Eretz Yisrael is the Gevira and we are the Shivcha, Ha Shivcha v'Shivcha Loi. But if it would be a Shivcha, meaning two places in Bavel, then we wouldn't. Rashi says, Shtei Ayore Yishal Chutz La'aretz Kegin Beichu Zoy V'Nahardo. The Asri, the Shmuel, if it would be two different places, in Chutz La'aretz and Bavel, we wouldn't. V'amrulei l'Shmuel, but they said, they told Shmuel, Ika musne b'chuzai gazot hanisa. Even though he lived in Nahardo, and there was mavis, there was a dever in b'chuzai, nevertheless, he also made a tainis. So you see, even two places, in the Gaila, even if it's a Shivcha and a Shivcha. Now the Gemara says Shani Asim gave the Ika Shayarta, the Lavia, the Askia, the There it's different because being that they are Shayaris Mitsuyas, there is travel back and forth. Rashi says the Azlami Bechuzayr and Hador, the Lavi, Mislave, Ubo, and Mahen, they bring back and forth and therefore they can bring the Dever from one city to the other one. Okay, Abu Umna Havi. Avi Umna Havi Osile Shalma Mimisivta the Rikia Kol Yoima. So there was an incredible tzaddik called Abu Umna. Rashi says he was a makiz dam. He would let blood, as we know, which was a common practice bisman Chazal. He was a bloodletter. Abu Umna Havi Osile Shalma Mimisivta the Rikia Kol Yoima. So every single day, he would get some type of a greeting of shalom from Shemayim. Rashi says, Baskol emeris lei shalom alecha. So every day you would hear a baskol, discussion as to what exactly is a baskol. The Akubanim, a baskol would come out every single day, l'chvoidei, to give him shalom. Ula abaya, kol male yema de shabso. To abaya, every single erev shabbos, there would be this baskol which would give him shalom. L'rovo, Kol Mali Yema de Kippura Hava. Or Yema Kippur, every single Erev Yom Kippur, there would be a Baskel. So Abba Umna every day, Abai every Erev Shabbos, and Rava every Erev Yom Kippur. And so an interesting question in a Sefer B'Shem, the Shalos Hetshuvos Mekoyim Shmuel, who asks, if you recall, we had in Maseches Rosh Hashanah not so long ago, that Rava was Chayish the 2 days Yom Kippur, and he fasted on both days Yom Kippur. Remember, we had different days as to whether or not you have to. So he asks, being that the Bas Kol came to him every Erev Yom Kippur, so surely he knew that tomorrow is Yom Kippur, so why would it be necessary to fast tomorrow and the day after? That's his question. And he says, you know, maybe that was the Gemara we learned in David Ches. And he says, maybe the reason is because we say Leiba Shemaim, when a person is not allowed to be Machriya and to Paskin based on Yediyas which come in a Shemaim, and therefore he still was Chayish for 2 days Yom Kippur. Al Kopanim, the Gemara says, Havi Kechol Shaddai to the Abaya Mishum de Abba Umna. So Abaya had Chalisha Sadas because of the Maila of Abba Umna, that every single day the Baskel came out for him. So Amrule Loimatis Lamevit Kuvdei. They said, like, you're not able to replicate, to imitate the good actions of Abba Umna. The Bach says Lemevad Kaubde da Abba Umna Umay Hava. And what were they? May have Uvde da Abba Umna, the Chi Havi Ovid Milsa, Havi Machis, Gavra Lachud, the Nashi Lachud, the Isle Lavusha, and the Is Be Karna, the Havis Bezia Be Kusilta. So what are these things? So Rashi says, "Ki having milsa kishahaya mak is dam l'bnei adam." So as we mentioned, his job was to let blood. So when he would do his particular job, what would he do? Havi machis gavri l'chud v'nash l'chud. So number one, he would place everyone in separate rooms for tznius. And he had a particular type of garment. He had a levush to isbe karna that he would be able to kind of basically have a section which was a small section which was open with which he would be able to make contact with the body, but the rest of the body was covered. Obviously the bush is bekarna to have his bezia bekusulta, he would just pierce an area of it. So therefore this way kihavis asya leitz have malbish la, this woman would wear this particular beged. So this way he would not look at her. Most of her body was covered. She would wear this particular gown, and it would be just a very small opening with which he would be able to make contact with the body. The Islay Duchte the Tznia, the Shadi Vibshiti, and he also had a very discreet place with which the clients would be able to pay him for his services, where people would be able to put the money. The shadi bepshiti, the shakal, the islay shadi be, the less lay, lay mixif. So those who had the funds would pay, and they would deposit the money there. Those who didn't have the funds wouldn't have to do anything, and this way they would not be embarrassed, because he didn't go, he didn't check. He would just say the money room is over there. If you'd like to drop something off, great. If not, that's also fine. Lay mixif. And when he would chance upon a tzur rabbanan, in other words, when one of his clients would be a talmid chacham, agriminei leishakel, he would not take any wages from him. Ubaster dekoy yaveli pshiti, and the opposite, he would give them some money. V'amalei zil bari nafshecha, he would say, go and make yourself healthy, go buy yourself a drink. Have yourself a hot drink, and so on. So that's what he would do to the Talmid Chachamim. Yom Echad, Shoder Abaya, Zug der Rabbanan Lemivdike. So fascinating, Maisa. So we mentioned that Abaya had Chalishas Hadas. He was, I don't want to say jealous, but he thought, who is this Abba Umna? So he decided one day to check him out and see how great he is. So one day he decided Lemivdike. So he sent a zug of rabbanim, and what did Abba Umna do? He gave them to eat and to drink, and so on. After the service, umach lehu bistarki belilia. Rashi says umach lehu bistarki kipol tachtein tachshiti tzemer lishan them. So he gave them some bedding, something to sleep on, to rest after they had their bloodletting treatment. There's a question, what is the correct gears over here? Meaning he did that at night, and then Latzafra, others have a slightly different gears, but let's just go to our gears, Latzafra, Kachinu. The following morning, these Rabbanim, who were given this bedding, this comfortable bedding, they actually folded it up, the Shaklinu, and they took it. Rashi says, "Let's Africa chinu rabbanon lebistarki da abu umna vaisinu leshuka lezavinu." So they took this comfortable bedding to the shuk to sell. So he gave them to eat, to drink. He gave them a place to rest. He gave them comfortable bedding. The next morning, they folded up the bedding and they took it to the shuk to sell. V'shaklinu v'kamu v'nafkulu leshuka. They went to the shuk. V'ashkechinu. He found them. And the Amrulei Lashini Mar Hechi Shavu. So these two Rabbanim who were in his house, they presented him with this bedding, and they said, "Do us a favor. Can you evaluate? Can you give us a price Can you tell us how much you reckon this costs? How much we should sell this for? Rashi says, Amulei, Laba Umna, Lishayminu Mar, the Havlon Demayu. Please evaluate this and give us the value. Bahayu Boyd Kinei Soi, Im Yachshadim, Kigazlanim. And they were checking him out to see whether or not he would say, you guys are Gazlanim, this is my betting. Or perhaps, in order to get his betting back, he would say, oh, that's only worth, you know, 2 shekel. Because he wants to get his betting back. So they said, Amalei l'shaymi mar, hechi shavu. So, Amalei, hachi v'hachi. So he said, this is what it's worth. Amru lei v'dil m'shavu tfei. And they said, well, maybe it's worth even more. So he said, this is what I paid for it. This is what I paid for it. Meaning to say, you know, I know because I bought this, or I bought something very similar to this, but this is what I paid for it. And therefore, this is its value. Amrulay, which time they said, you know what? Didachninu. It knew. It's not yours. It's yours. Vishaklinu. Minach. We took it from you. So Amr Leir said, please tell us, with what were you chashad us? Rashi says, kishalak chanum, when we took it from you, you know, did you not, I mean, were you chashad us that we are gazlanim? Like, what was going through your mind at the time? So Amr Lahu, Amina Pidyon Shvuyim Ikla Lahu L'Rabbanim. I thought perhaps you had an emergency case of Pidyon Shvuyim, you had to redeem people in captivity, v'achsifu l'mei marli, and you were embarrassed to tell me, and therefore you just took it. Some of the mafarshim ask, like, since when should a person be embarrassed to say that they've got an important mission of pidyon shvuyim? I mean, you tell the olam, you give a clap on the beam, and you say, rabbeisai, it's pikuach nefesh, pidyon shvuyim, please, who can help me? Like, why would that be a reason for potential embarrassment? The Agbeliz ben Yoyado says that maybe a person might be embarrassed if it's his own relatives which he needs to free and release. Then people might say, it's his own relative. I wonder if it really is a pidyon shvuyim. Maybe it's something else, and so on. I'll come on him. Maybe you're embarrassed to do so. Amrulei disatim hashta nishkalinu mar. Look, it's yours. You take it back. Rashi says 3 lines down. The only thing we were doing, we were just coming to test you. We were not trying to steal the MS, we were just coming to test you. And therefore, you should go ahead and you should take it back. From the time that I saw that it was taken from me, I was misiach das from it. And I don't want to take it back because I had in mind that it should go to tzedakah. The Mefarshim are bothered by Akasha. The Gemara says in Bamitzi and Afsam Chalef, we know the person is not allowed to steal. And the Gemara says, Leisigmevu Amanas Lemekat. You're not allowed to steal, even if you're doing it to give back to the person, to test him, and other, all different types of reasons why you might be doing it. Lemais, you're not allowed to steal. You know, what was the heter over here for Abaya to tell his Talmidim to go and be menase him by stealing something? Some quotes a Ritva in Baba Basra that the Ritva says that if it's done in a way where you're not making any tsar whatsoever for your friend, could be that it's not considered not included in Le Signeva Amanas Lamekat. Oh, it is there's a Shita Mekubatsis. There's a Shita Mekubatsis in Bometzia, who says if you don't intend to be ma'akivit, you don't intend to hold on to it, maybe it's also okay. But Okobanim, you know, there is this question that in general we also know the Gemara says in Kiddushin that you're not supposed to be menase a person. Like the Gemara speaks about the case of the father who goes and rips his son's garment in front of him to test him to see if he'll get angry. Like the Gemara says, one second, you know, it's a potential mikshal because who knows how the son will react, and so on. So that is certainly a ha'ara and a kasha, which the Mefarshim deal with over here. Al Gabbanim, those were the great hanhagas of Abba Umna. The Gemara tells us famous story: Rebreka Chuzal Havi Shchiach Beshuka DeBei Lefet. He used to frequent the shuk of Bei Lefet. Havi Shchiach Eliyahu Gabe, and Eliyahu used to frequent Rebbe Breka. That's interesting. I saw again in the Sefer, it's actually a very nice Sefer called Tehila Leyona. It's quite a nice big Likut on Masechus Tainus. It was put out by a Kyle in Lakewood. So he quotes from the Sefer Magid Mesharim, which we know is the Sefer which the Beis Yosef authored when the Malach Magid was learning with him. So in the Sefer Magid Mesharim, it says that, you know, why is it that Eliyahu is the one who comes back down to the ground, to the earth, as opposed to other tzaddikim like Moshe Rabbeinu, Lamashal? And he says the reason why is because Moshe Rabbeinu was mezakeh his guf, he purified his body, his physicality, to such an extent that it wasn't possible, it was no longer possible for Moshe Rabbeinu's body to come back. Whereas Eliyahu, who was not on that darga, he was the type of person and he was still able to come back down in a physical form, and that was appropriate for him according to his darga. And he also says that, you know, when we speak about Gilui Eliyahu, there's three different levels. So there's number one, if you see Eliyahu Anavi's face in a dream, you're raw upon of Bechalim. A higher darga is if you see him Behakitz, you see him when you're awake, and you say shalom to him. And the highest darga is you say shalom v'hichzir lo yishalayim. Hashem yivarech esamim v'shalom. Like we say in the Zemar Matzei Shabbos, Hashem yishra panav b'chalim v'hichzir lo yishalayim. So that is the highest darga. If a person has that, that is mamash shleimus. Hashem yivarech esamim v'shalom. And those are the dargas with Gilui Eliyahu. So Al Gabbanim, Rav Breka was a big tzaddik.
Excuse me. Did we talk about Rava?
Oh no! Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I skipped the line. Thank you very much. Have a kacholsha died to the Rava Mishum Debaya. Yeah, Rava. So we mentioned Abaya Chalisha Zadas because of Abu Umna. Rava and Chalisha Zadas because of Abaya. And so Ischazili Bechelma, they appeared to him in a dream. Omrulay, and they said, Mistayir de Kamagnis Akula Kracha. It's enough for you that you are mugging on the entire city. So Mefarshim asked, what type of anachama was that? I mean, at the end of the day, Rava felt, you know, Abai is clearly on a higher level. He gets a greeting of Shalom every single Erev Shabbos. I only get it once a year. So they said, well, you know what? But you're mugging for the city. So some explain, it's also based on the Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, we quoted not so long ago. Remember, we learned that the Gemara says that even though it's a Shalom Gersoyis, but let's, you know, for our sake, we'll go with the Gers, which says, Abaya, Rava, Midabes, Eli, Havi, Kaasu. Both Abaya and Rava were descendants of Eli. And we know that there was a Klala, that there will not be a Zokain. No one will merit longevity from the house of Eli. The Gemara says that both Abaya and Rava learned Torah, but Abaya was also Isaac in Chesed, and he lived an extra 20 years. And like the Chafetz Chaim writes over there in Avos Chesed, we quoted it not so long ago, that the reason why he lived an extra 20 years, because ben shishim lizikna, says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and the klala was that you will not merit longevity, but with the chesed which he did, he merited to become a zakein, and so on. And we mentioned there that the very important kasha of the Chafetz Chaim, the man of shach, if it's a mitzvah she'ef shalasei salyidei acherim, if it's a chesed which no one else can do, surely Rava should have done it. If it's a chesed which could have been done by someone else, surely Abaya shouldn't have stopped learning. And we saw what the Chafetz Chaim says over there. Al Kopanim, they say that it's very gishmak, meaning there was a mita keneged mida, that Abaya, because he was involved in Maisa Chesed, So therefore, he also got Shalom and Hashemayim. So they would greet him. They would greet him from Shemayim, and they would give him a Shalom Aleichem from Shemayim, and he's involved in being Mahana people, and cheering people up, and doing chesed to others. So he got that level of reward, so to speak, because of the actions which he did. It was commensurate with his good deeds. Whereas Rava excelled in Talmud Torah. The Gemara says in Satan Vav Chaf Aleph, on the Pasuk Yiner Mitzvah Torah Ar, that Torah is Magain. Torah has the ability to be Magain. It's able to protect, it's able to defend. The Gemara comes out, Bein Be'idna De Asik Ba, Bein Be'idna De Loy Asik Ba. At all times it's able to protect. So this is what they told Rava. Again, Rava was upset because Abaya had a greeting from Shemayim every Erev Shabbos. Rava only had it on Erev Yom Kippur. They told Rav in a dream, you know, don't worry, it's enough for you that you're mugging on the whole city. So your Koyach HaTorah has the Koyach of Hagana. So everyone as per his Midah. Abaya didn't learn as much as Rava. He was involved in Chesed, he was being Mahana people, so there was a Midah connected Midah. He got the Shalom every single Erev Shabbos. Rava, you're involved in Torah, Torah is mugging. So that's what he got. And that was his chus himself. Thank you, David, for reminding me about that. Sorry. Okay, says the Gemara, two lines down in the wide lines. Rubrika Chuzo Havishchich Beshukat Beilefet Havishchich Elio Gabe. So he was in this, he would frequent this particular area, and Elio Anavi used to frequent him and would come and see him on a regular basis. So Amar Lei, so Rubrika said to Elio, Amaleika Bahai Shuka Bar Alma Dasi, is there anyone in the Shuk who is considered to be a Ben Olam Haba? So if you look at Rav Kiveger, Megillah Hashas, Ika Bahai Al Shuka, Ayn Bater Eschayim, Sanhedrin Da Pichas Mabez, Dibra Mas, Choshol Chomita. So what does the Ter Eschayim say over there? I'll read you a line. He says the following. He says, Afel Gav, the Isa Bigamora, I'm sorry. No, he says, Abogav the Chol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Leilam Haba. We know the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, everyone has a Chelik in Leilam Haba. So what does it mean? Is there anyone here who's a Ben Leilam Haba? Everyone has a Chelik in Leilam Haba. Hainu la'achar shemeis v'nida in mechibut hakever uba inshim shol gehenem shamisa v'ainshim Mechaprim Olav, the Vinasa Ben Elam Haba, the Hachika Amar Ezu Ben Elam Haba Kameishu Chai, the Chin Tzarech Leimer B'Meseches Tainis Gabi Rebbe Breika. So says the Teres Chaim. And everyone Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chelik LeOlam Haba. Every single Yid, based on his neshama, her neshama, actions which they've done, yes, they might need to be cleansed in Gehenim first. But yes, there is a natural trajectory to Olam Haba based on the actions which you've done. It doesn't necessarily mean you won't need to go there via Gehenim and so on. But the question was over here, is there anyone in the Shuk who today is called a Ben Olam Haba? So, Ika Ba'aish. It means who right now, even without any type of purification, without having to go to Gehenna, without any chibut kever, right now is enough of a tzaddik already now that you go to Olam Haba straight. That's what it means. So Igam Aishuga Bar Alma Dasi Amarlei Lay. So Elio said no. There's no one currently now who is on such a level. Adahachi Bahachi. In the interim, while they were speaking, Chaza Lahu Gavra, or Otho Gavra, according to one Girsa, the Havi Sayim Mesani, Uchma, he was wearing black shoes, Valirami Chuta de Tchelta Beglime. He was wearing black shoes and he wasn't wearing tzitzis. So Rashi says over here, Rashi says on the third, fourth small line, Mesani Uchma, Min Olim Shchirim, he was wearing black shoes. And the Yidden did not wear black shoes. They didn't wear black shoes in those days. betalisay. He didn't have tzitzis on his baget, even though the lashon of the Gemara is tchelta, but often it's just a reference to the mitzvah tzitzis. So he was dressed like a goy, in essence. That's the bottom line. So Amalei Eliyahu said, "Hi, Baal Madasiu. This chap, this individual is Ben Elam Habal." The Bach says, "Hi, Baal Madasiu, Korelei Vole Asa Legabei." So Rabbi Breaker called out to him. He didn't respond. Rohit Basrei, he chased after him. Amalei Mayuvdach, please tell me about your actions. Amalei Zilohid Nevatala Machar. I can't speak now. Go away now. Come back tomorrow. Lamachar Amalei Mayuvdach. So tomorrow he said, "What are your actions? What are your maisim?" Amalei Zandukna Ano. I am a Zandukna. Rashi says, Shemer Beis Wasurin. I am one of the prison guards. The Bach says, Shalmelech. I am a prison officer. I'm a prison guard. Vasarno, Gavri Lechud, Vanash Lechud. And I make sure that I incarcerate the men by themselves, the women by themselves, in order to be shamer on the tznias. V'raminin purai bein hani lahani, and I place my bed between the men and the women. Ki heichi delay leisu lidei isura, so they shouldn't be nechshal. Ki chazina bas Yisrael diyavi nachrem Allah einayu, and when I see a bas Yisrael that one of the nachrem want to take her, Rashi says the Avi Nachrim Bali Besa Surin, it's the prison guards, it's the corrupt prison guards, that they fancy her and so on. Masarna Nashoy Umatsilna La. So I'm Mesanefesh to save her. Yemachad Havis Nara Moirasa Gabon. There was an Nara Moirasa in prison. The Yavuba Nachrim Einayu. And one of these prison officers wanted her. Shakli, Durdia, Dchamra, Vishadila, Vishipula. So I took some red grapes and I kind of crushed them and I put them by her, by the lower part of her dress. Amrin, I said, Distanohi. She's a nido. Rashi says, Distano derech nashim lo. Umuusihi. Vahulosh in Parsi. She is a menstruating woman. And therefore, it's revolting, it's repulsive. As we know, and it's Mavur in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Chav Dalad, and in the Ramban of Hashas Vayetze, that it was common for the Nachrim to be Gedurim when it came to Inyanim of Nidus. That was also considered to be something which was abhorrent, at least Bizmanom. And with that, he was able to save this woman, this Fanohia. So Amalei Maisa, Reb Breaker said, "My time less lach chuti. Why is it that you don't have chuti? The sayamta, the Bach adds in, misani uchmi, and you're wearing black shoes. You're not wearing tzitzis. You're wearing doisha shoes. What's going on?" Amalei ayalna benafikna beini nachrim. I kind of tried to go incognito amongst the nachrim. Kihei de leidu di yudo ano. So they don't know that I'm a Yid. Kihavi gazri gezerta meidan elu l'rabbanin. If I hear about a gzeira plot, I inform the rabbanin. Ubo rachmei umavati l'gzersayu. On umavati l'gzeira. There is a question, a famous Beis Yosef in Kuf Ein Ches in Yordea. The Beis Yosef asks Akasha. He quotes in the Shulchan Aruch Rambam that we know that there's an issa d'oraisa of the chukasei amleis aleichu. You're not allowed to act and dress and emulate the goyim and so on. And therefore, who's to say that it's pashut to wear distinctively goyish clothing? You know, for maybe a chashash, or maybe you might be able to save and so on. That's what the Beis Yosef asked. And he gives a couple of answers. He says, one answer which he says is, lahatzalas Yisrael mutter. If you're doing it, the reason why you're doing it is lahatzalas Yisrael. And vice versa, even if it's a suffix, even though you don't necessarily know what's going to happen, but anytime you're doing a latzalas yisrael smuti, gives another answer. The Bach says over there that the whole iser, and this is also the Marik, there's a famous Marik who says a similar thing. the Bach says that the whole iser is if your kavana is lehidama yislehen, you're trying to emulate them, you're trying to be like them, and so on. But if that's not your intention, it is permitted. and so on. There's a tshuva in Ramesha in Yordain, Chedek Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph, where he was asked about wearing suits, and so on. Well, he also gets into this, and there he also says that the Marik, it's also based on this Marik, that if the Goyim come up with a good idea, and they all start to do it, and then we say, hey, you know, maybe, you know, maybe we'll do that also. It's not necessarily a problem of B'chukesem Leisaleichu. Part of the diuk is the fact that it says B'chukesem Leisaleichu. It's got to be an empty statute. It's got to be something where there's no Tam Yadua. When there's no Tam Yadua, one always has to be choshish that maybe it's rooted in Avodah Zarah, or if it has a shaychus to Inyanei Erva and Pritzis and so on. But if the Goyim decide to wear that the doctors and nurses wear, you know, white scrubs to make sure that they stay clean, and we decide to follow suit, that would not be a problem of Chukas HaGoyim and so on. Akoponim, so that is, he said, that's the reason why I wear black shoes and so on. Yep. Umay time became in loch. Ano my ovdach. Vamardli zilo idn of atolamach. Why, when I asked you yesterday, what are your actions? You told me go today, come back tomorrow. Amrlei, bahu shaita gazri gzerta. They made gzer b'mina barisha ezel eshmal rabban. But leave with rachmi Allah the milsa. I said I need to go and first inform the rabban, and then I can speak to you about it tomorrow. Adahachim hachim in the interim, also hanach trei. Two people came, Amalei and Elio said to Rebreka, hanach nami b'nei alma d'asi d'nu. These people are also b'nei alma d'asi. Ozli gavayu, amalei amai uvdaichu. What are your actions? Amrulei inshi beducha anon. We are jokers, jesters. Mebatchinan atzivi, and we cheer up those people who are sad and depressed. That is what we do. We now make chazin and betray the isle tigra, the hadayut, achin of avdin and lehusham. Or if we see a couple of people who are quarreling, we will go and we will make shalom. Incredible, incredible Gemara saying about the importance of cheering people up, making people happy, and so on. Even though the Gemara says that asa leila adam lamalis piv schik ba'olam hazeh, and there's a quite strong Mishnah of Rabbeinu Yehin and Brachas about this, you know, getting the right balance, not too happy, not too sad, and so on. But here, these people were badchanim, and they did it for the sake of cheering people up. And ad kedekach, they enter this level, this gedder, like the Tzemach Chaim says, of people who don't need to go through any chibut kever, any einshei kehanim, nothing, being cheering up those who are downtrodden is makes one into Ben Elam Haba. Good. Now we said, Al Elu Masriin B'chol Makam. So we mentioned various potential disasters and calamities which justify being Masriya in all situations. Sanaban Al Elu Masriin B'chol Makam, Al Shidafan, Ba'al Yirakin, Ba'al Arbe, and the Chasil, the Chayara. So if there's pestilence, if there is, you know, strong winds which destroy crops, and if there's wild animals, different types of locusts, Rav Akiva Eim Al Shidaf Mal Yirakin B'chol Shu, even if it's a small amount, Arda V'chasa L'Afilu L'Nira Be'eretz Yisrael Ala Kanav Echad Masriyan Alein. Even if you only see one set of wings, in other words, you don't need to see an entire swarm, a full-fledged plague, in order to realize that the situation is grave and so on, even if you only see one kanaf, one set of wings, then masriya in LA, and that is sufficient to be masriya.
What would be decided masriya means? Is it the shofar, or does it include
The question is, what does masriya mean?
So
it was a good question. We had it towards the beginning of the parak where it said Masriin, it seemed to imply that Masriin was with Shafiris and so on. That was there. And one time Rashi said Masriin Anenu. One time Rashi said that. But that we thought was like the one off, but the Pashtas was, and this is what.
Which Anenu? Is the full Anenu, but it's the liquid? Or is it just the Anenu we said?
It's the anina which it's the anina which we mentioned before, where we mentioned Mishana Avraham Avinu, Yanenu Mishana Anabiyamsuf Yanenu. That anina is what we mentioned, because we're discussing over here the mitzvah to say. Remember, we asked, we mentioned the kasha, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks in Hilchos Tainus, you know, why is it that nowadays we're not Meiria with Shofreis? It's the mitzvah to say Diaraisa. Why don't we do it? And he leaves this question, but Tzarachin. We mentioned the Kavan Asanu, who says that the mitzvah is only Kisavoyu Ba'artzechem. It's only in Eretz Yisrael, but meaning the whole kasha was that time, the din tainus is a din drabonin, but to be meiria with shofreis and so on is a mitzvah seidi araisa pashtus. That's what the parak is discussing. Bepshute, it was only that one rasha that he said here. He said it's referring to anenu b'tfila, but. And as we said at the time, it wasn't so clear to the extent that it seems to switch off. I can't say for a fact that every time that's what it means, but that was my assumption. So we said v'al chaya ra. Tanavon chaya ra she'amru bizman shei mishulachas masriyan aleh, ein mishulachas ein masriyan aleh. So in order for us to be masriya, it's got to be by chayra. It's got to be that it is mishulachas. It's got to be that it's sent. What does that mean? Rashi says mishulachas means min hashamayim. It's sent min hashamayim. Meaning there's got to be something odd about the case of chayra. You say, wow, this is so strange. This is min hashamayim. In other words, if you go to go in a helicopter to Kruger Park and you land in the middle and a lion attacks you, that's not called mishulachas, because you've gone to its domain. That's not mishulachas. So mishulachas masrin aleh, ein mishulachas ein masrin aleh. Eiz mishulachas ve'eiz shein mishulachas. So niris be'ir mishulachas. It's strange for the chayos rois to make it into the city, meaning they usually stay within their habitat, and therefore if it comes to the city, that is mishulachas. Whereas if it's out in the field, ein mishulachas. B'yoyim, mishulachas. B'layla, ein mishulachas. And again, during the day, that's considered strange. At night, it's not strange. Ros hashnei b'nei adam v'rotsasa. Achrehen, if it chases two people, that's also mishulachas. Nechbas mipneyam, but if it hides because of them, or it doesn't chase out, ein mishulachas. Tor v'shnei b'nei adam v'achla, echad mehem, if it attacks two people, but it only eats one of them, that is mishulachas. Meaning, if it attacked two, presumably it was hungry, wanted to eat two. Why would it attack the second one? Just to kill it for no reason. The Gemara says that's mishulachas. Achlashneim, ate a mishulachas. If it eats two, then that is not considered to be mishulachas. It's just very hungry. Also, the gag, v'notla tinek mi'arisa mishulachas. It goes up to the roof, and it takes a tinek from its bed. That is mishulachas. That is strange. So that is the end of the braisa. So those are the cases of what is mishulachas, what is not mishulachas. So says the Gemara Hagufakasha. One second. Amras nearest the beir mishulachas. We said if it is seen in the city, it's strange. That is mishulachas min shemayim. Mashma leishna b'yoyim leishna b'layla. Mashma, even if it's seen in the city at night, it's also odd. It is mishulachas leishna b'layla. Bahad Amos, the next line was b'yei mishulachas b'layla ene mishulachas. We just seem to say categorically at night it's not mishulachas. Doesn't that mean even if it's seen in the city at night, it's not mishulachas? So we say lekasha achikama nearest b'ir b'yoyim. If it's seen in the city during the day, that's what we mean mishulachas. B'ir b'layla ene mishulachas. If it's seen in the city at night, then it's not mishulachas. Once it's night, then already it's normal for the chayis royis to surface in the evening. That is not mishulachas. Inami basoda, or if it's more out in the wild, afilo biyoyim ain't mishulachas. Meaning, once there's one redeeming factor, one factor which is normal, it's nighttime, it's a soda. So if it's the soda, even if it's during the day, ain't mishulachas. We said if it sees two people and it chases after them, it is mishulachas. Mashma ha'aymedis ena mishulachas. it's mashma that if it would just be stationary, Rashi says directly across, ha'amda basada, delay ratzasa, delay nechbes, it just stays there, it just stops, it doesn't chase after. Ha'armedes, enim shalachas, the hada amres, but then you said in nechbes, if it hides because of them, then it's enim shalachas, which implies ha'armedes, if it just stays in place, it just remains where it is, when it doesn't hide, then it's mishalachas. So is it that if it chases after them, it's normal, but if it's mishalachas, if it stays, it's not mishalachas, or does it need to actually hide in order to not be mishalachas, but if it stays in place, it is. Leikasha. Kan besada smucha la'agam, kan besada she'ena smucha la'agam. So it depends. It depends. If it's in a field which is close to the marsh, it's close to the swamp, meaning it's in its home turf, it's not scared, because if something happens, it can always make a move out into the agam, and it will be able to hide. No one will be able to find it. So then, it's not mishalachas. Rashi says, let's take a look. Besodes mechol agam omda ein mishalachas. If it's in a field which is close to the marsh, the cavemen de smuchel agam hainu revisa. This is where it grows. This is its habitat. Vele barcha why sovra. I'm not so scared. If it's able to, if it comes, I will run into the swamp. Whereas besodesh in smuchol agam, then amda, if it stands still, mishalachas why to kaven the lav mekayim revisa, who it's not really in its habitat. It's not in its comfort zone. Kaven lav mekayim revisa who. The kind of vadim, and it's stationary vadim mishalachas, it is therefore considered to be mishalachas. So that is how we could be miyashiv that steer. Kama says, so the smucha le agam, kan besada she'ena smucha le agam. We said, tarfish nebani adam ke echad, if it devours two people, the achla echad mehen mishalachas, and it consumes one of them, it is considered to be mishalachas. Shneim ain mishalachas, but if it eats both of them, it's not mishalachas. Aibu amres afila rotzes. I thought you said even if it chases two, that's already considered to be strange mishalachas. Amra papa kitanya hi ba'agma. So once again, that's in the agama. She says kitanya hi da achla in rotzes aloy. If it eats, yes, but if it runs, it's not mishalachas. That is once again be agama. Says the Bach. The agam gufa, the cave and the hainu duchta, some chadaita verata basrai, it's able to chase after them. It's not scared, it's not intimidated at all. It's considered to be a normal matzav for it, and therefore it's not considered to be mishalachas. If you don't mind, just because I'm struggling a little bit today, we'll pick it up on Matzei Shabbos. We are an amid ahead anyway, so we are okay.